A friend of mine has several kids. Emil has several older kids living at home, and one of them bought a bidet, like a bidet attachment.
I noticed that my friend has one, and I meant to try it, and I didn't. I should have asked her.
Well, but I would like you to try.
Hose down your butt at her house.
Yeah. Anyway,
listen. If my butthole could be cleaner, I'm sure. I'm all for that.
Like, the cleaner the better.
The cleaner the better.
I hope you're recording that.
Oh yeah. Time to start an episode, it sounds like.
The cleaner the better.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. The podcast that's a little like March, comes in like a lamb or a lion, but sadly it just doesn't go out soon enough. But just...
We don't know if we come in as a lamb or a lion. Like, we're not sure.
Who cares? Who really cares?
We're underwhelming.
Let's see. Yeah, we're...
We come in like a lamb. Like,
more like a lamb, probably.
Kind of go out like that, too.
Sure, whatever.
Did you say moo?
No, said hello. Or I said hello. It said hello. We're here.
We are here.
We're a lamb.
The lamb says moo.
The lamb says... Okay. Rach, first off, how's Jeremy? How's he doing?
Check
in and see how he's
fine.
Doing.
He's fine. He's okay. And I did have a lot of messages from people, so thank you very much. Yes, he had pancreatitis. He was in the hospital for about 3 weeks in January. And so he's home now. So he's recovering each day, and he's getting stronger each day. But he still can't eat a lot. So we're trying to figure out like what he can eat. And he's kind of on a special diet, which is pretty limited right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just home. A lot. He's home all the time with me.
Tell us more about that.
He's home a lot.
He's home a lot. Yeah, because he couldn't. Well, for the first few weeks of being home, he really couldn't do anything because he didn't. You know, he would get up and go make a sandwich and get exhausted. Like, that tired him out. So, so he was laying on the couch a lot. Now he's like up and doing more things, but he's getting very bored. And so at first, when he was laying on the couch, he was just watching TV all day. And what he was watching was the Food Network all day long. Now, he can't eat anything, but he's watching that show. You know, do you watch the show You Gotta Eat Here? That one?
Oh, I've seen that,
The guy that goes around all the Canadian restaurants and, let's make this food and try this. And here's one here. And he's obsessed with that show, Jeremy. I never watch the Food Network. He watches the Food Network all the time.
We watch
but
it
why
a lot
would he
here.
Do that to himself?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why.
He's living vicariously through that guy.
Yeah.
This is a guy that eats everything.
Exactly. So, he's watching it.
Jeremy,
he's like, I want to have that. That looks so good. And he can't.
No kidding.
I'm like, you can have chicken broth. Like, that's what you can have right now. You can't eat anything. So I don't know why you're watching that. And you can't. He's like, oh, look at that poutine. Oh, my gosh. It looks so. Look at that burger. And what do they put on it? Oh, that's so good. His mouth waters over this food.
Of course.
Like, I don't care about this at all. I don't watch these shows. He loves it. And he actually does love to cook and find like new recipes and like delicious ways to make things. But he can't have any of that right now. So
the worst though? What if he had what if he had some poutine right now? What would happen?
Oh, he would be in severe pain. Yeah.
Ah.
So the reason he can't eat very much is because the pancreatitis, I think, is still there. And you don't want to over make the pancreas work too hard. So you don't want to have anything fatty or anything that's like super hard to digest.
Wow.
Or whatever. Yeah. So you have to have like no fried foods, no treats thing, which is he's missing that. So just a lot of plain, like a lot of breads, actually, lean meats, low fat stuff. And yet he's watching this like big grease burger being made on TV and he can't have any of it. So
I don't blame him.
Torturing himself.
I know it's
torture.
But
that's all he's doing really is watching TV, well, at least for the first little while, and just being at home upstairs. Like, I'm downstairs right now and he's upstairs watching TV, I guess, and making himself some lunch. So now he's like getting up and doing a few more things, but he's very bored. So every time I emerge from the basement, which is not that often in the day, to be honest, he always has a litany of things to tell me. Like, hey, guess what? Da, 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 blah, 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 blah. Guess what I was watching? Go look what I want to make. Look at this, you know, or he's got, I've got to hear all of his thoughts because I'm the only one that's home in the day. And I'm like, okay, I just came up to grab a glass of water and I got to go back downstairs. Like I got work to do, right? Yeah. So he's bored and I'm his only friend. And so I kind of am excited for him to get out and maybe go back to work eventually and maybe meet some friends for coffee.
Basically, to make your life better, you would like Jeremy to get.
Yeah. Now I wondered if maybe this compared to Foreman's life at the moment, because I know Ashley.
Gee, I thought you were going to go down this road because you're describing me. Other than what he's eating, you're describing me right now.
Well, in a sense, you're actually.
I know you're at home too.
You're describing me as well. I spend my days. I'm different. I spend my days here with no one home, so that when they do return home, it's the same thing, Rachel. Yeah. It's like, so how was your day? What did you do today? Did you talk to anybody today? Did anything happen?
What
to you
happens
today?
In the real world?
Yeah, because you know you know what I did today? I vacuumed a little bit, and then I watched this, and then I ate that. What else is going on in here?
Yeah.
How's school?
Well, I don't know. I
How's
think
school,
she's
Charlotte?
Enjoying.
Do you have any new friends at school? Is there anything going on at school?
Yeah.
What's happening? Tell me what's happening in the world, because I'm not out there.
I think Ashley's enjoying my presence because she gets 3 square meals a day, kitchen cleaned up, kids' lunches are made.
Okay, so you're doing
although
all
there
that.
Are, and there are other tasks. Like it took me, probably a good 2-3 hours spread out over 2 days to replace a single light switch.
Good for you.
That took you that long?
Maybe I
just
good
don't. I don't want to get into it.
Good for you.
I want to get into that.
Term.
Why did it take you that long to replace a light switch?
It just, you know, certain wires are interchangeable. And it would have to hook up to the switch beside it.
Should have sent Jeremy to your house. He could have done that.
And when the switch is 2 floors above where the breaker is, and you can't even figure out. Oh, the breaker's not even like labeled correctly.
Oh no!
Up and down the stairs. Why isn't the light off yet?
Okay. You had to ask.
But you know, I've got the time.
Yeah. You do have the time. I mean, that's all you've got is time at the moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
You talk to Ashley, you talk to us. Yeah. She's probably happy we scheduled this recording right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good. He's busy for half an hour.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman, the podcast that's just like seeing a robin in March. It means absolutely nothing.
That's not true. It means spring is here.
No, it doesn't. Stop.
It's like a red sky in the morning.
No, it doesn't. Robins are around in January. It doesn't
are
mean
they?
A thing. Yes.
No, they're not. They go south, don't they? Sure. I can ask my bird nerd neighbor.
Bird nerd neighbor.
Yeah, okay. He's a bird nerd. That's he knows everything about birds.
That's a topic for another time. But right now, I would like to discuss bidets.
Bidets, okay. I had a run-in with a bidet last week. Yes.
Did you?
A run-in.
Well, it wasn't.
That does not sound like it's supposed to go.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, go ahead. You go ahead first.
I had a run-in with a bidet.
I want to buy a bidet. Doesn't matter which time.
Okay. The only reason I bring this up, I have a friend who has adult children living at home.
Okay.
With he and his wife. And one of the adult kids bought, I guess, a bidet to attach to the toilet.
Okay,
and,
yes. I've seen those.
Said, hey, Dad, can you help me put the bidet on? And I said, wow, a bidet. So, did you try it? He goes, well, that's the interesting part.
It usually is.
Yeah.
That's what I saw when I was, my bidet was, well, it was at my friend's house and she has
a bidet. It's not your bidet then. It's someone else's bidet.
I didn't try it, but I should have. I kind of wanted to, but I was a little scared. But she lives with a German. And so I don't know if that's common in Germany to have a bidet.
Lives with a German.
Well, he's
lives
German.
With a German. Are they married?
No, but they're partners.
Oh, okay.
And he's German.
It's just more efficient that way.
I guess. I mean, everything's more efficient in Germany, I think.
She lives with a German.
Yes, he's German, yeah. Okay. Well, yes, they're dating, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
and
fine.
And when he poops at parties.
No, no. He has a bidet.
He needs so to hose clean. Down his butt.
Jennifer poops at parties. She poops at parties, so and people know this.
I knew this would get off the rails. So, explain how you knew there was a bidet. Can you? Because I don't know.
Well, I went to go use the bathroom.
Right.
But I wasn't going number two, so I didn't need to use it, I guess. I mean, unless you use a bidet for
because you don't poop at parties.
Yes.
But you don't poop.
Well, so I saw it on the toilet. I'm like, oh, there's a bidet, the ones that attach to the toilet. And I thought, oh, that's cool.
How do you activate that?
I don't know because I didn't try. I was scared to do that. I didn't want to mess anything up.
I don't. You guys may be surprised to know that you know who's all about a bidet right now.
Who's that?
Who is that?
My mom.
Your mom. Well, we need to talk about
your mom.
We're
gonna get to your mom in a bit because I know she's gonna hear this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We saw my sister and brother-in-law at Christmas time, so that's a few months ago now. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about how he bought one of these bidets he attached to your toilet,
yes.
and it's changed his life.
Really?
Life-changing. And all she did was quiz him on the ins and outs of that bidet, and I think ordered one on Amazon while she was visiting in St. Thomas for a day.
I'm glad I brought this up.
Listen, I would be using a bidet. I think that's a great idea. If my butthole could be cleaner than it is, why wouldn't you want to use that? Why wouldn't you? I mean, that seems like the optimal...
Yes.
Thing.
Can you repeat that again? Because you've left me with, for the first time in all the many years,
Yeah, what?
That you've left me speechless with something you just
Listen,
said.
Listen, if your butthole could be clean, like as clean as possible, wouldn't you want that?
I'm just saying.
I wish I had something warm.
Would anyone raise their hand and say, no, I don't want that? Right? I mean, hands up if you don't want that. Nobody. See?
Get the no-name toilet paper. It wouldn't matter.
Exactly. You don't need to splurge for the good stuff. You've got the bidet.
Does Kirkland make a bidet?
They probably do. They make everything. It's probably just like the name brand.
Okay.
Anyway, go on with your bidet story.
Well,
I'm
sure.
My thoughts on bidets. Go
sure.
ahead.
Sure. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your thoughts. I brought this up because of the unique conversation that he and his wife had after it was installed. And I don't know what's involved in installing a bidet, if it's hard for
Who are these people again? Yeah. Sorry, we've got
friends. Just a friend.
Right. Dave has friends that bought a bidet.
Yeah,
the adult kid bought the bidet, helped me install the bidet.
Right.
I don't know what's involved in installing a bidet, but I would think you would need to get, a source of water.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah, you hook the hose up to the hose going into the toilet.
It's got to hook up to the smart or
clamps
something.
I think it's clamps around to the... I don't know.
Ever since you fixed the light switch,
I was involved in the Christmas bidet discussions.
Corbin's a regular handyman.
Okay, yes, apparently now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
you need a new light switch? It'll be 3 hours and 2 days.
Well, turn off the bidet while you're doing the light switch. You don't want any water around. Anyway, they install the thing, and his wife tries it, and she says that I had to kind of situate myself for it to be effective. In other words, I had to move around.
Okay.
It's got to spray down the line.
Exactly. To which my friend replied, well, it was perfectly suited for my ass because I didn't move. I don't know.
I guess you would have to. What if it sprays? I've never used one, but what if it's spraying and you're not situated in the right spot?
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah. It's like
is it going to go up your back or something?
It's like getting into the car and realizing your wife was the last driver and you can't even get your knees past the steering wheel.
Yes.
You got to adjust it for your own butt.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Is it like a shower head?
I don't know.
Can you adjust the pressure?
No.
Do you move the bum or do you move the nozzle?
I don't know. I wonder about that.
Is there like a joystick to move it around and change the
handle? I have no idea, but don't stick your hand down there.
Like a car wash?
There's like a pad with buttons, I think. So maybe there's options.
I
It's very high tech. I feel like it's really high tech.
In Japan, there's probably those options.
I don't want one now.
Oh, I think it's standard in Japan. Yeah,
I was going to say, is this a good or a bad? Never mind. I don't want one.
Well, I guess we know the answer to my question then.
About the cleanliness of Dave's butt? If we say butthole one more time, you get free Chipotle.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast. We are Dave, Rachel, and Foreman, and this fine podcast is brought to you by HCR Permanent Search. They need mechanics, licensed mechanics. Which ones, Foreman?
310T and 310S, licensed diesel mechanics for a client that has immediate openings in St. Thomas, Stratford, Goderich, Ancaster, Burlington, and now also Orangeville. So there's even more opportunities for you to work full-time, permanent, straight day shifts as a licensed diesel mechanic.
Geez, they really need people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it seems like a great job. Yeah, you get permanent, straight day shift, no shift work. So you're just working days all the time, forever. You get very competitive compensation. You get full medical and dental. You get an RRSP program with company contribution, which I think is a great perk, because that doesn't happen very often anymore. Clean and positive work environment and career advancement and training opportunities because of a strong presence across North America. They have so many different places that they're working, and they need you.
Yeah, and HCR Permanent Search, they're the recruitment firm that's been around for 25 years that's on the lookout for this. We even had Dave send us a message that said, FYI, I reached out to HCR Permanent Search today because our company's looking for electricians.
Oh.
I wouldn't have known they existed if it wasn't for us. So.
Well, okay. There you go.
All right.
Yeah. How handy is that?
Well, we can set Dave up with HCR. That's great.
Exactly. But yeah, just think about who in your life do you know? That's a diesel mechanic. And they're working evenings. They're working weekends. They're at some small shop.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, it's a grind. If 310T, 310S, this is motor coaches and buses and trucks and all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You can be working straight days, full time.
Sweet. Awesome. Sweet deal.
All right.
Locations, the immediate openings, St. Thomas, Stratford, Goderich, Ancaster, Burlington, and now Orangeville.
All right.
You, by the way, ever noticed that there's very little orange in Orangeville?
It's kind of bleak and brown.
Yeah, it's not.
If you're a diesel mechanic, you're bringing the sparkle to Orangeville.
Topic for another day.
Is it? Unless one of these things you're tasked with fixing might be like a bright orange school bus.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're putting the orange in Orangeville.
There you go.
You can apply online at hcrpermsearch.com, or you can email Kyle Russell, krussell, two S's, two L's, at hcr.ca. So the website is .com, the email is .ca.
Or just click on the link in the notes of this podcast episode right now.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman, the podcast that's like moving to daylight savings time. Really, 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 I can't say this enough, stupid.
Stupid. Correct.
Stupid.
Oh, boy.
Stupid. And with that in mind, Foreman, you've been away.
Yeah, but at least this time I didn't have to cross any time zones.
Didn't have
to go Atlantic to Eastern anymore. If you go straight south, you stay Eastern.
That's
and you
true.
End up in Florida.
Florida.
Yes, how was Florida?
How is a Florida vacation?
We see you ended up at Disney World.
We did do Disney. I can say, you know, coming back, it was when the weather was quite warm here in Ontario. And getting off the plane, there was a little girl in front of us that said to her mom, "Mommy, the sun came with us. Mm. Now we get the sun in our country."
Yes.
Which was just adorable.
Finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to give you another dose of cuteness, which you wouldn't expect from me, but
no,
I'm giving it to you anyway.
I'm actually surprised we're getting any cuteness from Foreman today. Okay,
go ahead. Welcome. We asked our 10-year-old daughter, Harley, what was the best part of the trip. She said Disney. We asked our six-year-old daughter, Emily, what was the best part of the trip. She said Disney, the water park, and you guys.
Oh,
well,
that's so nice.
That's really
being with family.
Yeah. Ten of us all lived together in the same house for a week.
That's a lot of people. Too many
and then
for
all,
me.
All went to Magic Kingdom one day.
Oh, okay. Did you split up and do your own thing?
Wow.
Yep. By lunchtime, we all had enough of that togetherness.
Yes.
See you later for dinner.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
There's a lot of differences between Canada and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there are a few.
The stark fact of you can get 24 cans of beer for $17.
Wow. 24
at Walmart
cans?
In Orlando.
Holy cow. What kind of beer?
Bush Light.
Well, Swill, okay. Of course. The stuff that costs $17 at Walmart, Rachel.
Yeah,
what do you think it is?
Jeez.
Top seller.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. That's amazing.
Yeah. On our way into town, because we had a really early morning flight, leaving London on Flair, that actually got us there, and there wasn't any problems somehow.
You didn't have any problems with Flair this time?
I know. Can't believe I'm saying that.
Yes, but I'm surprised.
We needed some. We basically had gone from 4 a.m. till now it's like noon or 1 or whatever without eating anything too substantial. So we had to, whatever first drive-through we see, let's pull over, get something. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a McDonald's, as I roll my eyes. Mm-hmm. But oh my goodness, America, McDonald's, you get iced coffee, it is pure sugar.
Really?
Of course.
It is so different. We get two Happy Meals for the girls, and the woman in the drive-thru speaker says, and you want double fries? Yes, like there will be one in each, right? No, when we got it, she meant double fries, and they each have two fries.
Really?
Per kid.
Do you have to pay for that? Is that extra?
No,
that's
I don't know.
Probably extra, yeah.
Like, why are they suggesting double fries?
Because they
want. I didn't even know what that was.
People must demand that.
More than just one fry.
One night, Ashley and I went out for dinner. We had a date night and went out for dinner. And that's when you want to, like, you let loose, you're splurging, doesn't matter what it costs. Mm-hmm. You can get an appetizer, get a dessert.
Yes, sure. Everything.
Why not?
Yeah.
No, we couldn't because we were too full. The American portion sizes are so massive that I couldn't cram another morsel of food in me.
I thought our portion sizes would be very similar to theirs, but I guess not. Yeah.
I had my first ever Cracker Barrel experience, by the way.
Okay. I haven't been to the Cracker Barrel in forever, but my sister loves the Cracker Barrel.
It's so good.
Really?
I gotta tell you, like, I got roast beef with coleslaw and fried apples. It's like having an apple crisp as a side to your meal.
Oh.
Fried apples. Really?
Okay.
And then it also comes with cornbread.
And then
the lady came by and gave me two packets of blackberry jelly.
Blackberry jelly? For your bread?
And I wonder if I wonder if that was like something that you should have with that meal and all those options.
Right.
Or she noticed that we were clearly not from there and her and the other wait staff were having a bet on what would this guy use the jelly for? Because he clearly doesn't have a clue.
So did you use it?
And I didn't use it because I didn't know what to do with it.
Oh, Foreman.
Wow. But our entire meal, four people go to Cracker Barrel, have a full spread of dinner, $47.
What? That is so cheap.
Well, it was $45 with like $2.50 of tax. That's it. And the whole thing was $47.
Whoa. Two adults and two kids?
Wow.
Yes.
Gosh, every time we go out, it's $100 minimum.
But at Disney, if you get food, by the way, the kids' meals, and this is smart of them, the sides are only apples or mandarin oranges. You can't get fries in a kids' meal at Disney. And I think that's very smart.
Really?
Then the kids end up having to eat the apple slices or the orange because they don't have any other option.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
I guess so.
I really like that.
Yeah. I didn't know you could buy like a kid's meal at Disney.
Yeah.
We'll
It was busy.
Mm. Oh, I bet.
And
so how long did you wait? Did you get the genie pass?
Oh, of course. You have to.
Okay. So did that work? Like, was it worth it to do that?
Yes, because the best ride we did with that is the Thunder Mountain roller coaster at Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Yep.
And if you use your genie pass, I mean, you walk past everybody. It's an hour and a half lineup otherwise.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're just you're on in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So a genie pass is really just a fast pass. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Why is it called a genie pass?
Yeah, they don't
pass?
Have don't the fast know. Pass anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a genie pass to use a fast lane.
Okay.
Right.
And if you want to use it for the Seven Dwarves Mine Train roller coaster, you can't unless you get its own special different version that costs even more extra on top of your admission.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, the shortest wait time for that, I think I saw, was like 80 minutes.
There was a ride. We went to Universal a few years ago, and we it cost you so much money. We got the Fast Pass thing or whatever it was, but the Fast Pass didn't work on one of the Harry Potter things, and it was. I remember we looked because we had an app on our phone. The wait on that Harry Potter ride was something like 6 hours.
What? 6 hours.
I know. Like you were not getting on that ride until. You know, unless you manage to
stay
the night, maybe you get on it the next morning.
How is that even worth it to have
Is that crazy?
I saw Space Mountain got down to 45 minutes at one point in the day, and I said, all right, we're going.
Yep.
Ashley wasn't going to do it because she's got the whole vertigo situation, and it's a roller coaster inside in the dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a messaging going on the intercom system of... Pregnant women should not be on this ride. People with blood pressure issues should not be on this ride. There are sharp turns and sudden drops. Mm-hmm. And it goes on and on and on. And the kids were fine going in there. And once they heard that message over and over again a few times, Emily freaked out, lost her mind, was screaming. I could not console her in the middle of the light up she had to leave. And we had to like scoot past all the people backwards all the way out.
Oh my gosh, I tricked Jeremy going on that ride once. And so because it was just him and I at Magic Kingdom, and he doesn't like roller coasters. But I was like, I really want to do Space Mountain because it's
me too.
Fun.
Yes.
And so we got in line, and I said, oh, yeah, because at certain parts of that line, it says you have to get out here. Like, if you want to leave the line, here's where you get out. And so we were passing the last, so there was like, this is the last one. And I'm like, oh no, if you don't want to do it, just stay up at the thing. And then when I'm done, I'll come and get you. Like, just don't go on the ride. Just wait for me. So he's like, okay. So we got up there. Well, he couldn't just wait for me. They were like, you either have to go on this ride or scoot back through the line like Foreman did all the way. And you're a grown man. And he was like,
it's awful.
Okay, fine. I'll go on the ride. So he had to go on it.
I got to be honest with you. I was on that ride.
He hated it.
I think I went on the first time I went on that ride. I went. I don't know if I got that. I just didn't feel
like it
was. I didn't feel like it was much of anything.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing about Magic Kingdom. And as Melissa already sent to us a message, she said, I can't wait to hear Foreman's rant about Disney World. If it's anything like his rant about Surfers Ontario, it'll be comedy gold. Is that the rides aren't rides.
No.
There's a couple of roller coasters. You can get plenty of that at Wonderland in Toronto.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, all the rides are sitting on a track looking at things.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like experiences.
You look at a haunted mansion. You look at a bunch of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. I love the Pirates of the
You look at how it's a small world.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do anything.
No.
Right.
Why would I wait an hour to sit and look at stuff?
Yeah.
No.
These are not good rides.
No.
And there's too many people in your way on top of that.
No. And Space Mountain's not worth the wait. Space Mountain's just...
I love Space Mountain.
No, that's what I told the kids. I'm like, it couldn't possibly be that bad because everything's geared for you being six, not for me.
Yes.
Being
it's nothing.
Exactly.
It's just the dark. You're just on a roller coaster in the dark. Which
Jeremy was fine with it.
Sort
I mean,
takes,
he didn't love it, but he didn't love that I made him do it.
It takes the scary stuff out if you can't see where you're going to drop. Or like,
well, that's
it's just,
true. Yeah.
So
it's
that's
no
my rant about Disney World. I'm never going, but we've done Magic Kingdom twice.
Yeah.
That's enough of that.
Right.
Yeah, don't go back.
Not again.
So now you'll go to a different park.
If ever, but yes, it will have to be a different park. The place we stayed at, though, I will say that it did introduce me to playing pickleball for the first time ever.
Oh, you've joined
Which is fantastic.
The...
I like to play that all the time.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But couldn't use the pool. There was a big pool and water slide area and couldn't use that as much as we wanted because the first time we tried, we were there for about half an hour. And then a pre-recorded message comes on over the speakers. And then all the staff with bullhorn sirens like, boop, boop, boop. The pool had to be evacuated and was being closed for the day due to a chemical imbalance.
Oh boy, did someone poop in the pool?
I can't imagine what else that would mean.
Yeah.
It that has to be what chemical imbalance means.
Usually
it
you can just shock it, but if it's a huge pool with a park and maybe they had to.
Full of people.
Yeah.
And children.
Yeah.
Lots of children.
That sucks.
That sucks.
Well, good thing you made it to Disney, Foreman.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. And we've reached the point in the podcast where we like to read some of your communication with us. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this podcast is sponsored by HCR Permanent Search. If you've been listening, then you know what they're looking for and all of that stuff. But if you would like to sponsor this lovely podcast, you can reach out to us to do that too, right?
Yes, we've got prices for every budget. You can email us at DaveRachelForeman@gmail.com or DM us on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok now. We're Due to Underwhelming Demand on TikTok.
There you go.
We got lots of room for you, and we want your product or service to sell.
Yes.
Yes. Who's better to sell it than us?
No one.
That's a medium-sized list.
That's right. Anyway, you could also reach out to us and tell us what you think about the podcast. I actually had someone reach out to me, my daughter, the other day. My daughter,
your oldest daughter?
No, okay. No. My youngest daughter, Charlotte.
Okay.
Said, "Hey, Dad, do you ever have guests on your podcast?" And I said, "Well, you know, we hadn't until just recently, and we had, Melody on, Foreman, your partner in Halifax."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, "But up until then, we had never had. Why do you ask?" Well, she goes, "Well, I think I knew that you had a guest on, and I was wondering if I could come on."
Podcast.
Really?
And I said, "Really?" Okay. She goes,
"Yes, I would like to do a segment called Shit on Dave."
Oh, that's how at least two of us would absolutely be thrilled.
I mean, I'm up
thrilled.
For that. Yeah, that's
yes,
sure.
Please, that's Charlotte.
All,
let's
now
go.
You need Jeremy, yeah. Who's got all the time in the world, to come shit on Rachel.
Ashley would gladly participate if you would like. Anyway, that is in fact how my daughter communicates with me too.
Well, right, speaking of that episode that did feature a special guest,
mm-hmm.
Lindsay DeVoe or DeVos. Sorry, Lindsay, I never knew how to pronounce her last name. But she says, "Hi, guys. Just wanted to say that I'm loving this episode already. And I'm only 5 minutes in. Getting to listen to all my favorite people in one spot put a big smile on my face. I just thought I had to message since Melody and I both have something in common with Foreman bailing on us."
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Poor Foreman.
She listened to that show in Nova Scotia, but you know, you got this show now, Lindsay.
Right.
So come on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, we have an email from Foreman's mom, Kathy.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, and Kathy's actually emailed us a couple of times. I think she's,
nothing delighted she's going, me more than seeing.
I'm telling you, that's what I felt. Yeah.
I was so thrilled.
Yes. Now, I don't know if I can even play this because I don't think it'll work. But she says, "Hi, Dave, Rachel, Foreman." And she calls you Foreman, not your real name. I love that.
She doesn't remember it because it's not Windsor.
Well, just hold that thought, Foreman.
You had to bring
that
up.
She says, "I'm finally listening to all your podcasts in sequence. And I would say to that she is now ahead of my husband who listens to zero of them." She says, "They're all very entertaining. Windsor would love them. Windsor the horse."
Really?
I thought a theme song for episode 42 could be "These Are the Daves That I Know." And I don't know if I can play this. I don't think I can from here.
No.
Because it's going to go through my headphones. Do you have it?
Right.
It's the old Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, but I think if you go back to that episode, like that was why We named it that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is why we talked about it that way, because we knew that existed.
Because of the song. But thanks anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was why.
Sure. I hope Windsor is listening. Maybe you're listening to this in the barn with Windsor so Windsor can hear his brother, Foreman, talk. You know, maybe he misses you, Foreman.
His brother?
Yeah, you're his brother, right?
Moving on.
Nothing delights me more than emails from Foreman's mom. So thank you, Kathy.
Yes, Foreman's mom, please, 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 when you get to, like, I know that you're listening to them all in order. When you get to this one, send us more
emails. Write us again.
Every week, we would love it.
Also, if you've got any baby pictures of Foreman, we'll take those too.
We like those too.
You should have seen the slideshow she made at my wedding.
I would love to see it. Okay.
Anyway, Jackie says, regarding that service, Ontario in Watford, just by the way, Sam is a woman and she is still thriving. That service, Ontario, still open.
Good.
It's located inside McClung's Flowers.
Oh, so, in Watford.
Oh.
In Watford.
It's inside a flower shop?
Well, it's
better than being inside a Staples.
That's right. That's right. It is better than being inside of a Staples.
Yeah.
Much better.
Fair enough.
Aaron said, just listen to your latest episode. I have so much empathy for you, Rachel, with your turning 40 pains.
Oh, boy. Yes. Well, see, that's when it happens.
I wake up some days with pains that I can't figure out where they came from. I'm not even 50 yet, but falling apart by mystery pains.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need a support club.
So another thing that I have also recently found out is a friend of mine who's 42 or maybe 44, I can't remember. Anyway, she's just a little bit older than me, and she lent me her reader's glasses to just use and see if, wow, those things really work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They do. Yeah, they
and,
do.
Which I was not thrilled to find out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I started to have to read pill bottles like this. Like, wait a minute. My kids will come up. Mom, look at this. And it's like at my nose. I'm like, no, back up. Gotta back up.
Rachel, doesn't Dollarama have a large selection of those kind of glasses for you?
That's where you buy them. You can just buy them at Dollarama.
You better get some.
And I may invest now.
Yeah,
it's that time.
Okay. Well, why don't we have one more special guest on? Because Scotty, the only person who's ever taken advantage of this feature so far, has sent us a voice memo.
Oh, love it.
On Messenger to Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. We don't know what this is, but I guess I'll just hit play and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Hi, it's Scotty. Well, not calling, I guess. But I just listened to your guys' most recent show. It was nice to hear Melody and Foreman together again. That was pretty cool. Reminded me a lot of Alan. I would call in on whatever topic they had. And Foreman and I would, of course, agree to anything, any opinion that Melody had. 100%. Yeah. Always, yeah.
Like Rachel.
Yeah, he was always... Foreman's a very, very... agreeable and especially and Melody too, right? So yeah, great team and stuff. Miss having them together. So Rachel, yes, once you turn 40, like I'm 49, I'll be turning 50 this year.
Wow.
Everything goes straight to hell. I remember I turned my head too fast once watching American Idol with my wife, and it was about 2 weeks of me walking around like Michael Keaton's Batman. I'm not sure what that was all about. Me now, I have to stack my blankets, roll my blankets and pillows and stuff at a certain like a 32 degree angle or whatever it is. So if I put my arm out, it can't be too high up or my hand will go numb. And then like last night, I had my hand up, but then forgot that my wrists would be bent just slightly, which meant, of course, crippling pain when I woke up in the morning.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that's about.
Mm, you're almost 50.
But after 40 does seem to be the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Well, that's awesome. I mean,
Scotty is so funny. I've never even met him, but I really want to now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. Yes, he's so right. Great. I think 40 is when it starts and 50 or 10 years into it and your body is now just downhill.
Yeah. I imagine after recording that and holding your phone up to your mouth, Scotty, for that length of time, your hand probably went numb doing that, but just by itself.
I hope you're okay now. Thanks for emailing and calling us.
I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door.